Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Allow me to convey to Mr. Filippo Grandi, the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees, the appreciation of Peru for the sterling work undertaken over the last year. We would like to renew our ongoing support. My country is highly sensitive to the current crisis of refugees around the world. We believe that this is a multidimensional reality of vital importance for countries of origin, transit, and destination. This must be focused on as a they must be focused on as a positive contribution to inclusive growth and sustainable development, bearing in mind the implementation of the SDGs and the 2030 agenda. Peru is committed to the implementation of this focus. Madam, as a consequence of this commitment, we support the work of the High Commissioner on the Global Compact for Refugees and the designing of actions aimed at encouraging and consolidating the CRRF. We commend the holding of the first thematic consultation for the Global Compact last July. We are certain that there will be ongoing intergovernmental consultations aimed at ensuring that UNHCR has the greatest possible support from the states. For Peru, the Global Compact must bear in mind that the treatment of refugees is a humanitarian issue, not a political issue. Each humanitarian situation in a country or a region is unique and different, and shared responsibility of the international community toward the refugees around the world is an expression of solidarity based on a spirit of justice and not an act of charity. It is crucial in the current crisis to underscore the role played by the countries that receive the greatest amount of refugees around the world. The compact must promote social cohesion in a given country, fostering the inclusion and integration of the refugee and the migrant in our societies. This would contribute to the elimination of discrimination and xenophobia that affect them. Along these lines, it is of priority that we focus on equal access for refugees and migrants to healthcare, education, and decent jobs. This should help to fight trafficking and smuggling of persons, as well as other crimes that arise therefrom. There should also be, borne in mind, a review of the border handling and the policies of detention with a human rights-based perspective. We recognize the positive steps forward in the management of the UNHCR budget and the progress in implementing the grand bargain, as well as the financing of development, ensuring that we focus on humanitarian priorities. However, we are also aware that the current UNHCR budget will continue to increase as we see increase in the number of refugees. We must address and resolve the root causes of this displacement. Otherwise, we will continue to see increases of refugees around the world. Madam Chair, in the context of the Americas region, Peru has received more than 11,000 Venezuelan citizens through a temporary, a permanent time-linked visa or permit. This is migratory status that is recently created in order to receive this population of displaced people for humanitarian reasons. The government of Peru and UNHCR organized in Lima a third regional meeting on the stateless aimed at determining the origin of this and facilitate the naturalization of these individuals, as well as the participation. This includes the participation of 40 representatives of government throughout the region. Peru believes that refugees and migrants are a pillar of our foreign policy, and we have been consolidating our new national policy for migratory management and refugees with a multidimensional treaty. We're committed to the protection of human rights, and we will continue to support UNHCR.